Okay, let's review Sukkah Daf Hey. After spending a good deal of time discussing how we know that a Sukkah that's more than 20 Amos high is possible, we now move on to discuss how we know that She'ino Gavoa Asara Tefachim, that if it's less than 10 Tefachim tall, that it's going to be possible that it's going to be possible that the minimum height for a Sukkah is in fact 10 Tefachim. So the Gemara tells us that a group of Amoraim teach the first possibility, where we know this from, that Aron Tisha V'Kaporas Tefach Harekan Asara. The Aron in the Mishkan was 9 Tefachim tall, because the Pasuk tells us that it was an amma and a half tall, each amma is 6 tefachim, so it was 9 tefachim tall, and then the kaporis on top of it was an additional tefach, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us, v'dibarti yitchom me'al ha-kaporis, from above the kaporis. The Shechina never goes, me'olam lo yardu Shechina lamata, the Shechina never dips below 10 tefachim, and lo olam Moshe v'eliyahu lamarom, and Moshe ben Eliyahu Hanavi never go above 10 tefachim. So you see that 10 tefachim is defined as an independent Rishus. And that's how we know that a sukkah is 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is the size of a Rishus. So the Gemara parenthetically says, wait a second, is that really true that the Shechina never came lamata? And quotes several psukim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes on Har Sinai or on Har HaZesim. And the Gemara says, yeah, but that means lamala me'asar tefachim. He hovered above 10 tefachim. Oh, really? And Moshe and Eliyahu never went above 10 tefachim? What about Moshe Allah Elohim? So that was below 10 tefachim. Ay, vayal Eliyahu basar ha-shamayim, that was also below 10 tefachim. And each time where we have something that seems like someone was going above 10 tefachim, it wasn't really. He's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his spot below 10 tefachim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stayed in his spot above 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. This idea that the Aron was 9 tefachim tall, we understand very well, because the Pasuk is explicit that it was 1.5 amos tall. But how do we know that the Kapores was a tefach? So the Gemara tells us, because every other kli in the Beis HaMikdash, it tells us all three dimensions, the height, the length, the width. Kapores, length and width, were told. Height we're not told. So we have to learn from the Pachos Shabikelim. We look at the next smallest kli, and that is the Misgeres. The Misgeres around the Shulchan was one tefach. And we don't go to the largest kli, because as the Gemara continues to repeat throughout this entire daf, tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta, that if you have an option to learn from something larger, from something smaller, we always choose to learn from something smaller. So the Gemara says, okay, but the Misgeres wasn't the smallest thing. There was also the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, which was only 2 etzbaos. It was half of a tefach. After all, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, there's some discussion as to exactly how the Shem Hashem was written on it. Was it on two lines where it had Yud and Hey, the Shem Hashem above, and Kodesh Lamed below? Or like Rav Lazar Rav Yossi says that he saw it in Rome himself, and it said Kodesh Lashem straight, directly on one line. But either way, why don't we learn from the tzitz? So first the Gemara says, well, we can't learn a kli from a tachshit. The tzitz is only a tachshit. Why don't we learn from a zer? The zer is only a hechsher kli. And then the Gemara says, no, the real reason we don't learn from the tzitz and from the zer is because the Torah never actually tells us the exact measurement of those items. But the Torah does tell us the exact measurement of the miskeres. So we can learn from the miskeres that it's in fact a tefach. How do we know that? The Gemara says that we know that the Kaporis is a Tefach. Maybe a different possibility. Rav Huna says a different possibility of how we know Kaporis is a Tefach is because it's called El Pnei HaKaporis. And whenever you have a Punim, it always means a Tefach. We don't learn from the largest of birds, like the Bar Yuchni, because again, Tafasta Meruba, Lo Tafasta. The Pnei HaKruvim is also a Tefach. So that's where we learn that it's a tefach. So says Gemara, okay, this is all great. This whole limud is fantastic, if you assume that in fact the amos that we're talking about are 6 tefachim amos. So when we say that the Aron was 1.5 amos tall, it means that it was 9 tefachim tall. What if you hold that the Aron was 1.5 amos tall, but we're dealing with 5 tefach amos, that the amos of Binyan, the amos that described the structure of the Mishkan, were 6 tefach amos, but the amos of Kelim, the amos that described the actual Kelim in the Mishkan, those were only 5 tefach amos. Then what are you going to say? Then it would turn out that the height of the Aron with the Kaporis is only 8.5 tefachim tall, and it would turn out that the area that the Kruvim hovered above the Aron, which might be an additional source for the 10 tefach height, the kruvim hovering above the aron, well, that would be 11.5 tvachim. So you wouldn't be able to derive from there. So the Gemara says, you're right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the amos of kelim were 5 tefach amos, what you have to say is, shiurin chatzitzin umchitzin halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that the din of a 10 tefach sukkah is derived from a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's not derived from sukkim. So again, to quickly summarize, first, we thought that the source of the 10 tefachim was the height of the aron and the kaparas themselves. I forgot to mention, the Gemara rejects that possibility, because if that were the case, then the sukkah with the thickness of the schach should be allowed to be 10 tefachim. So the Gemara suggested that maybe we learn the 10 tefachim from the 10 tefach space of air between the top of the kaparas and the kruvim, the wings of the kruvim that hovered above it, because that was 10 tefachim. The Gemara said, yes, but that whole cheshbon only works according to Rabbi Meir, that the tefachim we're talking about, were the amos that we're talking about, are 6 tefach amos. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the amos that we're talking about are 5 tefach amos, it won't work, and therefore you have to say that the 10 tefachim is derived from a halacha l'moshe mi Sinai.